A very good morning to all, dear brothers in Christ. We thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving this wonderful opportunity to discuss about His wonderful words of life. So last few weeks, we've been seeing the subject about soul, and we saw clearly from the scriptures that how man is a soul, and a man doesn't have a soul inside. When a man dies, his soul also dies. So after death, there is nothing until the resurrection happens. And when will the resurrection happen? We have seen from the scripture that it is going to happen only in 1,000 years, when Jesus is going to return at the second coming. He's going to rule on this earth for a period of 1,000 years. So the next question that naturally comes to our mind is that, then what is the meaning of hell? So today, we're going to have a free tour to hell and go visit hell and come and see what does the Bible say about hell. So generally, hell means, you see, a place of fire, a lake of fire, where all the wicked, all the people who don't accept Jesus Christ are thrown into this lake of fire, and they are tortured day and night, and they are burnt in this hell fire. So, not only hell, you see, fire is there. In this hell, there is a lot of worms also which die not, which will keep on crawling upon them and which will consume them totally. And in this hell, there are various types of, you see, torment that will be given to the wicked. You see, based on their sin, they will be put to deep boiling. And some people will be put to hot water. You see, hot, very, very hot water, and will be dipped and taken out. And even some people will be put to deep oil, you see, and fried, you see. And even if they're asking for forgiveness, they won't be, you see, given freedom or given forgiveness. And if they are sinned with their eyes will be plucked out. If they are sinned with their, you see, mouth, their tongues and teeth will be plucked out. And so much of torment will be there that some people's skin will be peeled, and they will be made to work a hard labor. You see, they'll be, you see, given to poisonous serpents and scorpions and various other things. And this is the concept of hell, you see. And Jesus keeps on coming to hell now and then, and visits everybody and sees the welfare, how the, you see, work is going on in hell. And the sinners, seeing Jesus, they cry for forgiveness of sins, but Jesus carelessly, and without even bothering them, and tells, no, my son, you had a good time, now you have a bad time, so I can't do anything, so no opportunity will be given to you, and Jesus just walks off. And just think, this is totally against the character of our Lord, that he doesn't care anybody and just walks off. And who is the in charge of this hell? You see, the Satan, the devil himself, he is the in charge of this hell. So the Satan's responsibility is that he go daily outside and bring all the souls to, you see, hell, all the wicked souls to hell. Therefore, the people believe that as soon as a man dies, the judgment happens based on their sin and based on the good deeds. If their, you see, sin is more than the good deeds, they will go to hell and they burn in hellfire, and they'll be tormented forever and ever. But if they are done, you see, good deeds, they will go to heaven, and they will be in heaven, the paradise. So, judgment happens, and the book of life will be opened. So, the good people will be sent to heaven, the bad people will be sent to hell. So, this is the general idea. And Satan has to give account to God daily, when all the angels give account to God. You see, that how many people have come to hell, and what all happened. So, what all things are updated in hell. So, how many people are tormented, how many souls have come. So, this is the information that has to be given to God daily, you see. Why? Is there any scriptures that tells that Satan comes before God, you see? Yes, there is a scripture in book of Job where it says, when all the angels came, you see, to present themselves before God, then the Satan also came. Read Job 1st chapter 6 and 7. Can somebody read?
Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it.
Very good, brother. So here it says, when all the sons of God came to present themselves before God, that is the time that the devil also came. And God asked him, from where are you coming? He says, from going fro to and fro to the earth. You see, going up and down, you see, the earth and hell bringing all the souls. So based on this one only, the people, you see, believe that the souls are captured by Satan, taken by devil to hell and torture. But just think, if devil, Satan, is taking all the sinners to be tormented in hell, who is the greatest of all the sinners? It is none other than Satan himself, none other than the fallen angels. If that is the case, then instead of Satan tormenting others, actually, he is the one that has to be tormented and put to hell in hellfire and burned forever and ever. But this is the reverse. Satan is bringing everybody and tormenting and under the supervision of God. Just think, imagine, brother. A man, how much can he sin that he is tormented forever and ever, ever and ever, eternity to eternity, without even giving an opportunity to repent or just no forgiveness of sins at all? Let us imagine, you see, that a man, you see, from birth to death, you see, how much can he sin? Let us calculate and see. Let us assume that a man can live for 100 years. That's more than our exaggeration. Say, man never lives for 100 years. But let us think that each and every man ever born on this earth has lived for 100 years. So, in one day, there are 24 hours. In 24 hours, 8 hours we need to sleep, 8 hours we need to work, and 8 hours, let us take in the balance 8 hours, we sin. Each and every man can sin continuously for 8 hours. That means 34% of his life is entire dedicated for only for sin. Okay? That means if a man lives for 100 years, and 34% means 34 years he continuously sin. For 34 years of sin, what is the quantum of punishment that God actually has to be given him? If you see, it is 34 years, not more than that one. But we see that they are tormented in hell forever and ever, and no freedom and no liberty. You see, no escape at all. How is this possible to Imran? You see, just think, you see, many years before, there was a very tragic incident that happened in India. I hope that in your place also a lot of things has happened. See, Sabarmati Express, you see, in Godhra station was burnt. A coach which was full of human beings, they were burnt alive with petrol. You see, they screamed, you see, because of the fire. Within a fraction of a moment, the fire spread all over the place. You see, all over the place. And the coach got so much heated that every iron was so hot. And the people began to try to escape from this fire. They began to hide behind the doors, go inside the toilet, you see, and get down the seat. Wherever they went, everything was metal, just completely hot. Dear brother, you see, you know what happened? Huh? You know, automatically everybody was charged to death. You see, you can't see that condition at all. You see, the half-burned bodies of so many people crying, screaming. You see, people who saw this one were in tears. And after this one, there was a school in Tamil Nadu. You see, the small children were eating the food. The entire roof collapsed. You see, and fire caught up. They were all, you see, half burnt. They were alive. They were screaming in hospitals. Amma, yo, please help. Or daddy, help. Or doctor, please help. But there's nothing that could be done, Devadran. You see, except give some medicines. But it was beyond relief. Seeing their screaming, seeing their pain. You see, everybody, even the when we were non-relative to them, they were in completely tears. Imagine the great, you see, dictator Hitler. He killed 60 lakh Jews, systematically slaughtered them. You see, and Saddam Hussein, He destroyed so many, you see, villages and burnt the people alive, buried them alive. You see, dear brethren, dear brothers and sisters, when we listen, when we see all these things, what thought comes to our mind? Do we really feel happy by such incidents happening in the world, people burning and dying? Really, but then we don't feel happy, though they're not unbelievers, though they're not in the truth, though they don't believe in Jesus, we never feel happy that, oh, because the unbelievers, all these things are happening. It really pains our heart because they are humankind. If we ourselves have so much of pity, how come Jesus, who goes to the hell and just walks off like that only, without even giving mercy for a sinner who pleads, you see, who requests for forgiveness? Really, dear brethren, this is totally contradict to character of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, we have seen many gods in these worlds. You see, they are not less than ferocious. You see, once having so much of anger, so much of wrath, and they want to completely annihilate the wicked. But dear brethren, the God of Bible and the Lord Jesus are totally different, dear brethren. Imagine if a dog bites us, what we will do? We will just hit them 2-3 beatings, that's all. We won't take the dog and pull it out and pull out the tongues, pull out the teeth, and pluck out his skin and chop it off and slowly pluck out the hairs, pluck out the eyes, and dip it into hot water or boil it into water and torture it. You see, how much we will hear, you see, hit it until we are satisfied. Not beyond that one, dear brother. Imagine if, you see, a technician comes to your house and to repair your system, and your system has gone bad and it gets much more worse. What will you do with the technician? Usually, will you hang him? Hang him to death until he pleads for forgiveness? No, dear brethren. Then how come the God of the Bible says that all the wicked shall be turned to hell? You see? So, what does the Bible say? You see? See, God has punished so many wicked in the Bible. So, a lot of examples are there. You see? And we see that the sons of Aaron, who offered a very different, fire to God, they were consumed. What happened to them? Let us read from the Bible. Numbers 16:33, Buddha. Can you read Numbers 16:33, Buddha?
Peter, I believe Peter could also read. Peter, would you like to read?
Okay. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation.
See, the Bible says the earth, you see, was open. They went alive into the pit. And what happened? The earth closed. They perished. They perished from the congregation. You see, it doesn't say that they went alive and they were in the pit alive. They were tormented alive. No. It says they were perished. That means they were completely destroyed. You see, the worst of the worst case is Sodom and Gomorrah, the worst of all the sinners in the Bible. You see, what did God do for it? The Bible says that Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed with fire. They were never kept alive, dear brethren. They were not tormented and roasted in slow fire, you see. And that was happening forever and ever. No, within a fraction of a minute. You see, what happened? They were all consumed. They were all turned to ashes. They were all turned to salt. Even Lot's wife was turned. She also became a pillar of salt. Isn't it, dear brother? We all know this very well. We never see that the wicked are tormented slowly. See, once what happened? The disciples went for a village to ask for food. But the people did not welcome them. They were rejected. They were so angry that they came to Jesus and said, Lord, give us the permission, like Elijah, we will bring down fire from heaven and destroy them. You see? What was the thing that Jesus replied, you know? To a surprise, Jesus replied a very strange thing. Let us read what Jesus said. Luke 9, chapter 54 and 55, brother. Luke 9, chapter 54 and 55, brother.
And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, "Lord, will thou that we commanded that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them even as Elias did?" But he turned and rebuked them and said, "You know not what method and what manner of spirit you are of."
You see, he rebuked the disciples, saying, "You don't know what manner of spirit you are. Son of Man came to save the life, not to destroy the man's life." Jesus himself rebuked the apostles. You see, when they were not offered food, the wicked people, they turned away the apostles. To them, Jesus showed pity. He rebuked the disciples, saying, "What you are doing and what you are telling is wrong." Dear brethren, if Jesus had the thought of punishing all the wicked, this would have been the exact situation when the disciples came and said, "Lord, give us the permission to disturb them fire." Jesus would have clearly said, "Oh, correct, what spirit yours? You really understood the will of God. Please destroy them. Anyway, I'm also destroying them in hell. I'm going to burn them in hell. You please burn them here first. Then later I'll burn them in hell." Jesus never said that on the Abraham, but he rebuked, saying, "You know not what type of spirit you are. Son of Man came to save the lives of man, not to destroy the man's life." Therefore, dear brethren, what is the meaning of hell in the Bible? You see, the word hell in the Bible actually, you see, is totally changed than what we believe. It actually originally means to hide or to cover. That is the original meaning of the word hell in the Bible. But today, the words has got various meanings. The various words in this world, the meaning has changed nowadays. Like for example, what is this one if you say? This is a window. But what is this one? This is windows. Isn't it? So both are windows. See, but the application is different. Isn't it? And what is this one, brother? Can anybody reply? What is this one? What is this one? A mouse. Very good. Now what is this one? This is also a mouse. You see? But the application has changed. The meaning has changed even then. Now what is this one?
Listen.
Tablet. Correct?
Tablet.
No? But what is this one? This is also a tablet. But the meaning has changed even then. So similarly, when originally the word hell was used, it was used to hide something. Like if you have a very old dictionary, 15th century dictionary, you can see there in Cambridge dictionary, it says that I must go to bury my potatoes. That word is correctly put as I must go to hell my potatoes. Hell means what? To bury it, or you see, to underneath, completely bury inside the ground. See, this is a screenshot of the 15th century Cambridge dictionary. This is very 15th century old. Original Bible, original dictionary, I have it in my house. You see, the meaning of hell is given there. See, it clearly says hell means to hide. That is the original meaning of the word hell. Okay, now let us see about this word hell in the Bible. See, the word hell in the Bible comes totally 54 times. You see, in the Old Testament, it comes 31 times. New Testament, it comes 23 times. So, there are actually four words that are used to translate the word hell. In Old Testament, there is only one word that is used, and that word is Sheol. In the New Testament, there are three words that are used, that has three words are called as Hades, Gehenna, and Tartaro. One minute, please. Just a moment. Okay, there are These are the four words that are used for the word hell in the Bible. So New Testament has three words and the Old Testament has one word. So what we'll do is that we will see how these verses are applied in the Bible. First of all, let us see the Old Testament. The Old Testament word for hell is Sheol. And that is from the Strong's Concordance number H7585. And this Sheol in the Bible comes 63 times. And this one is translated how many ways? If you see, it is translated in three different ways: grave, hell, and pit. Okay? So, can somebody read the comment which is there in the box? Ashish Pada, can you do it? Can you read the meaning of word Sheol?
Okay. Sheol from H7592, Hades, or the world of the dead, as if a subterranean retreat, including its accessories and inmates, grave, hell, pit.
Correct, Buddha. Thank you. So, you see, it says the word of the dead. See, the original meaning of the word Sheol, you see, which is equivalent to the New Testament Hades, it says it is the world of the dead. And how it is translated? It is translated as grave. It is translated as hell. It is translated as pit also. And how the translation they have done, if you see, whenever the verse speaks about a good people, in that context, they have put grave. Whenever it speaks about the wicked people, they have put the word hell. You see, this is how they have done the translation. Why? Because the translators who were translated had their mind fixed that the hell is a place of torment. So when a Bible speaks about a good person, they could never allow a good person to go to hell. Like, for example, you see, the Bible says that Jacob went to hell. He desired to went to hell. You see, let us read Genesis 37:35. Genesis 37:35. Can Peter brother, can you read?
Yeah. Okay, 36:35. 37
chapter, verse 35.
37:35, okay.
Hmm.
And all his sons and all his daughters arose to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, "For I shall go down into the grave to my son in mourning." Thus his father wept for him.
The word grave, you can see in the screen, that is from the root word Sheol. You see, they have translated the word Sheol as grave in this place. Let us read it in Nepali Bible. Can somebody read in Nepali Bible, brother?
Tinka sabai chora chori harule tinlai santona dine prayatna gare tara tinlai shanti bhayena tinle bhane aha yo mero shokma nai म मेरो छोराका हात चिहानमा जानेछु यसरी युसुफका बुवाले तिनको निम्ति बिलौना गरे.
जिहान, करेक्ट?
चिहान.
जिहान, ओके. जिहान मिन्स वाट?
चिहान.
ओके, जिहान मिन्स वाट?
ग्रेव.
ग्रेव, वेरी गुड. सी, ग्रेव दे ट्रांसलेटेड. नाउ व्हाई? Because Jacob is a patriarch, Israel, how can he go to hell? That is the reason when Hades, that word came here, for good persons, they were translated as, you see, grave. Now let us read about the bad person, about the wicked person. Psalms 9, chapter 17th verse, brother. Psalms 9, 17, brother.
Psalm 9:17,
hmm.
The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God.
You see, the wicked shall be turned to hell, because he is directly speaking about the wicked. So they all expect the wicked go to hell and burn in fire. That is the reason the same Hebrew word Sheol, how is it translated? You see, see from the screen, it is the same Hebrew word. H7585, it is translated hell. Then let us read in Nepali Bible, brother. Brother, read in Nepali Bible, brother.
दुष्टहरू चाहिँ पातालमै फर्केर जानेछन् सबै जातिहरू जसले परमेश्वरलाई बिर्सन्छन्.
पाताल, isn't it? What is the meaning of पाताल in Nepali?
Hell.
पाताल means hell. Okay, good, good. See how they have translated. When he speaks about wicked people, the same word is translated as hell. Now why they don't translate it as graveyard? They could have done that one, no? But they already fixed that the wicked should go to hell. That means a place of torment. That is the reason they have translated this one. Okay. Let us read one more verse in book of Job. Job 17 chapter 13 to 16, brother. Job 17 chapter 13 and 16, brother.
Okay. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves.
No. Job 17 chapter 13th verse first and 16th verse next.
This, sorry, Job
13th. If I wait, the grave is mine house. I have made my bed in the darkness.
See, if I wait, grave is my house, grave. You see, because Job is a good person, ancient worthy, faithful warrior. So how can he go to hell, a torment place? So they were translated as, you see, grave. Now read in Nepali, brother.
के जो भनेको के हो
17:13
अय्युब
हजुर
अय्युबको पुस्तक अय्युब अय्युबको पुस्तक पढ्नु त
ओके अय्युब अय्युब 17 यहाँ यसरी लेखिएको छ यदि मैले आशा गरेको घर च्यान हो भने यदि मैले मेरो ओछ्यान अन्धकारमा बनाए भने मेरो आशा कहाँ गयो त र कसले मेरो निम्ति के आशा देख्न सक्ला के
Okay.
यो मृत्युको ढोकामा जान्छ के हामी सँगै धुलोमा मर्नेछौँ
Okay. Thank you. So here also Jhan. Correct now the same word grave. It has come. Now let us read verse 16, brother. Read in English, then in Nepali. Verse 16.
Will they go down to the gates of Sheol? Shall we have rest together in the dust?
See, you have the word Sheol. In your Bible, they put the word Hebrew word only. Why they use the Hebrew word? Why they did not use the English word? They put Sheol, no? Which is the translation you're using, brother? Which is the translation? Is it NIV, Peter brother?
Yes,
thank you. NIV. Now read in KJV. KJV. You have KJV with you?
Sorry, I don't.
Okay, Ashish brother will read you.
They shall go down to the bars of the pit when our rest together is in the dust.
See, pit. See, that word Sheol, in KJV, they have translated as pit. In NIV, they have correctly put the exact Hebrew word. Sheol. Now read in Nepali.
Okay, Nepali.
Job 17:16.
17:16. Okay.
Nepali Bible, brother.
1716, okay.
You're searching from that mobile, or you have the Bible with you?
Yeah, I'm searching more. के यो मृत्युको ढोकामा जान्छ कि हामी सँगै धुलोमा मर्ने छौ
मृत्युको ढोकामा द्याट इट इज रिटन मृत्युको ढोकामा लेट मी रिड द ट्रान्सलेसन आई हेभ तिनीहरू तल अधोलोक अधोलोकका आगलाहरू कहाँ ओर्लैन छन् जब हामी एकसाथ धुलोमा विश्राम लिनेछौँ अधोलोक
Okay, so they put other log in your Bible.
यस
Other Bible, other Nepali Bible, what they put?
मृत्युको ढोकामा
Mrityuko Dhokama. See, that means what? See, various ways they have translated. Why they have translated the same Hebrew word in different ways? If it is a place of torment, they could have translated all the places as a place of torment, no? As hell. You see, but why they have not translated? You see, because the original root meaning of Sheol is not a place of torment at all. You see, what all verses we have read now, even if you translate as hell, fire in all the places, that would never give the correct meaning in the Bible at all, dear brethren. Therefore, we need to study by comparing the verses. See, we'll revise what we have studied. Genesis 37, 35. Psalms 9, 17, Job 17, 13 and 16. We saw that all these are from the same Hebrew word Sheol, but translated different ways. For the good people, it is said as grave. For wicked people, it is put as hell. But again, for the good people, it is translated as grave or pit. You see, why? Because, dear brethren, the translators have the mind fixed that a wicked shall go into torment. But actually, you know, what is the meaning of hell in the Bible? It is actually grave. See, in your Bible, Patal, the word Patal comes, brother. Is it there in your Nepali Bible? We read it now just now, Patal.
Yes.
You see? What is the meaning of Patal? You see? Patal means what? That is a, almost like a Sanskrit word, you can say. Pa plus tal. It means what? Pa means foot. Stal means what? Place. You see? Pa. Tal means a place which is below your feet. Now, which is the place which is below our feet? It is the ground. So, that is the actual meaning of hell in the Bible. See, now let us come to the New Testament. The New Testament, there are three Greek words that are used. Hades, Gehenna and Tartaro. Hades comes 11 times. Gehenna comes 12 times. Tartaro comes only one time in the Bible. And this Hades is, you see, the same word as Sheol. Okay? Now, this 11 times, you see, it comes in the New Testament. It is the same meaning. You can read it in the box. Can somebody read, brother? Ashish, brother, can you read?
Okay. Hades, it's from G1. Has a negative particle in G1492, properly unseen, that is Hades, or the place, state of departed souls, grave, hell.
See, what is the meaning of Hades? It is grave. It is hell. It is grave. The Hades means hell. The same Old Testament word Sheol is New Testament Hades. Both are one and the same. You see? Now, let us see how, you see, the similarity comes in the Old Testament and New Testament. Old Testament Sheol is New Testament Hades.
Okay.
Let us read Acts 2.27, brother. Please read, brother, Acts 2.27 in English.
Because thou will not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption.
See, Acts 2.27 says, Jesus will not be left in hell. You see? So his soul was not left in hell. Neither suffer thy holy one to see corruption. So that word here is from Hades. Okay? It's here is translated hell. Now read in Nepali, brother.
किनकि तपाईँले मेरो प्राणलाई पातालमा छोड्नुहुने छैन, न त तपाईँले मेरो पवित्र जनको शरीर कुहुन दिनुहुनेछ।
पाताल, करेक्ट? सी द वर्ड केम इज पाताल, दैट इज हेल। नो रीड, डिड यू रीड एनआईवी ब्रदर?
Yes.
ओके, दिस वर्स Acts 2:27 is from the actually Old Testament. Old Testament, it is given in Psalm 16:10. Read Psalm 16:10, brother, please. Psalm 16:10, please read.
For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption.
See, the Sheol, the word is used there. You see, they're not translated as hell, but you should have used the original root word, Sheol. Now read in Nepali, brother.
किनभने तपाईँले मेरो प्राणलाई चिहानमा छोड्नुहुने छैन, न त तपाईँले आफ्ना पैदाजनको शिर कुहुन दिनुहुन्छ।
Jihan, you see, there, what they have put? Jihan they have put, but the same word in New Testament they have put as Patal. Which is correct? Patal or Jihan? Actually, both are one and the same. Okay? That is the way we should read the Bible. We should compare the Bible. You see, here a little, there a little. Search the scriptures. See, beautifully, it is clearly given. See, Jihan means what? Grave. Grave means what? Patal. Patal means what? A place of the dead. You see, where dead bodies are buried. That is the meaning. Let us read one more verse in Matthew 16:18, brother. Matthew 16:18, brother.
Okay. 16. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
The gate of
Hades. Hades
See, correct now. See, what I am telling is the Greek word. The same Greek word is printed in your Bible, any Bible. Now read the same verse in Nepali. But let us see what they put up.
Ma timi alai bandasu ki timi patrusau. Ma mero mandali es satan mathi sthapit garnechu ra narakka dhokaharu tes mathi bijay hune chainan.
Oh, see, they put naraka. Correct now. Why they put naraka? Narakam is what? A place of torment. You see, the church can't go to torment place. Yes, they put as naraka. This is the same Greek word, no? Hades. Earlier, the same Greek word has translated for Jesus as what? Patal. You see, in Psalms, they have put as Jihan. Why suddenly they put the same word as, you see, naraka? Because of their false belief. But if you compare the verses, everything is from the same root word. Now read the same verse in KJV, brother. KJV. Brother, read, brother. Ashish, brother, read.
Okay. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
See, hell, hell, hell. In Acts 2:37, what did we read? Hell. Jesus was not left in hell. The same hell is translated as Naraka. If that is Naraka, then Acts 2:27 also should be Naraka now. But they did not put Naraka. Why? Because Jesus, how can he go to Naraka? Ayyo, you put it as what? Patal there. So actually, everything is one and the same. Patal, Naraka. You see? And Jihan, everything is the same place. That means the grave. Read one more verse, brother. Matthew 11:23, brother.
Matthew 11:23. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. Hades. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day.
You see, it's telling about Capernaum. Oh, Capernaum is now lifted to heaven. Thou shall be brought down to Hades. In NIV, it is given Hades. In KJV, it is given as hell. Now read in Nepali, brother.
ए कर्फन हुम के त आकाश सम्मै उचालिनेछस् र त पाताल सम्म खसालिनेछस्, किनकि
हाँ,
तौमा गरिएका शक्तिशाली कदमहरू सदममा गरिएका भएदेखि त्यो आजको दिनसम्म रहने थियो।
पाताल पाताल सेम ईडी एडीस वही पुट एज पाताल यार. दे कुड पुट व्हाट नरक ना इंस्टेड ऑफ पुटिंग नरक आ दे पुटिंग पाताल वही है. दिस इज द सेम वर्ड द सेम कुड हाउ कैन यू मैनिपुलेट. Should be the same everywhere, no? If you're putting it as hell, put it everywhere, hell only. But you see, dear brethren, this is various ways they have used it in the Bible. Okay? This is actually speaking about Capernaum, because Capernaum was a wonderful city. You see, once they rejected Christ, you see, Jesus said it will be like Sodom and Gomorrah. Today, really, you can see as in the photo, the Capernaum is no more a, you see, a place where a man can live. It is completely, you see, desolate place. Therefore, by all these verses, we clearly come to know that, you see, the Bible in the New Testament, you see, when it says Sheol in the Old Testament and the New Testament Hades, both are one and the same. It means actually grave. So therefore, Jesus said clearly, you know, what did he say? Jesus said, all that are in the graves. Read John 5:28, brother. John 5:28.
Marvel not at this, for the hour is in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice.
Very good, brother. See, all that are in the graves. Read in NIV, brother. You read in the NIV? Did you read
Yes,
it in
sir.
NIV now?
NIV.
Okay, now read it in Nepali.
Okay, just a minute. John 5. Here is it written. सरी यसमा अचम्म नमना, किनभने समय आइरहेछ जब चिहानमा हुनेहरू सबैले उसको स्वर सुन्नेछन्।
जिहान, वेयर आर एवरीबडी? What did Jesus say? Everybody, they are in
चिहान
Jihana. That is the meaning of hell in the Bible. That is the reason Jesus clearly said, all that are in the graves. So, dear brethren, you see, so we need to study the Bible. Therefore, what we take here is not just a discourse. We just don't speak and go. We study. You see, in-depth study. You see? And now read Revelation 20, verse 14, brother. Revelation chapter 20, verse 14, brother.
2014.
Hmm.
Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
You see? What does this verse say? Death and what, brother?
Hades.
Hades were put into
Lake of Fire.
lake of fire. Actually, read the same verse in KJV. Brother, KJV, read, brother Ashish, brother.
And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
You see? What were cast into hell? Lake of fire. Hell and death. Hell
Death.
and death both were cast into lake of fire, seems, sir. You see? What is the meaning of this one? Generally, everybody thinks that in hell there is lake of fire. But this verse says, in lake of fire, hell was put, it seems. Hell also went into lake of fire, it seems, sir. Now what is the meaning of this one? Read in Nepali, brother.
मृत्यु र पाताल अग्निकुण्डमा फालिए, यो अग्निकुण्ड दोस्रो मृत्यु हो।
See, Patal went to lake of fire, it seems. So how can it go? Patal means there should be lake of fire, no? But here it is a different, the Bible verse is saying different. What is the meaning of this one? The meaning is given there only. Read again, brother. The meaning is given there only.
Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
Which is the second death?
Second death.
That is the meaning of the lake of fire in the Bible. Second death. What is the second death? What is the first death then? What is the meaning of this death, second death? We're going to study detail in the coming class. Okay. Now, what we study is we are studying only one word, Hades, in the New Testament. Apart from that, there is another word, Gehenna. This word Gehenna is from Strong's Concordance number 1067. What is this Gehenna? This word Gehenna is translated as hell in the New Testament. This word means actually the valley of Hinnom. Okay, let us read. Let us read in what is the meaning of this Gehenna from the screen? Ashish brother, can you read from the screen? What is the meaning of the Gehenna?
Okay. Gehenna of Hebrew origin, H1516 and S2011, valley of the son of Hinnom, Gehenna or Gehinnom, or valley of Jerusalem, used figuratively as a name for the place or state of everlasting punishment, hell.
You see, what is this Gehenna? It says it's the valley of the son of Hinnom, a valley of Jerusalem. You see, the valley of Jerusalem is in. What is this valley of Jerusalem? You see, this is the city of Jerusalem. Jerusalem was a fortress city, and outside the city of Jerusalem, there was a place that is called as Valley of Hinnom. What is this Valley of Hinnom? Why God calls Valley of Hinnom as Gehenna? What actually was happening there? If you see in the Bible, whenever the people of Israel left one true God and worshiped the idols, they used to worship Baal. We have seen this one in many times in the period of Kings in the Bible. They used to worship Baal God, and Baal God was a huge, you see, a metal statue. It had a body of a human being and a head of an animal. And below it, they used to put a lot of wood and heat the metal red hot, it seems. And when the metal and the god was red hot, they used to sacrifice the children alive, burn them alive by putting it on the Baal's hand, it seems. The idol was so hot. As soon as the child was thrown, immediately the child was burnt alive. This was the human sacrifice that they used to give to please their God. You see, that place is the Valley of Hinnom. You see, we know very well that this was not at all what God liked. This is against God's will. See, let us read the dictionary definition for Gehenna also. Brother, can you read, brother? Ashish, can you read?
Okay. Gehenna, the valley of Hinnom near Jerusalem, in which the Israelites sacrificed their children to Moloch, and to which at a later time the refuse of the city was conveyed to be slowly burned, hence New Testament hell,
See,
valley of Hinnom.
earlier, see, am I telling something new? It is all given in the ancient dictionary, 15th century before only. It's not written by me. You see, it clearly says Valley of Hinnom is a place of where Israel sacrificed to the Baal god, Molech god. You see, that is the place which was later turned to be a refuse place. That means all the garbage of the city was thrown there, it seems. You read, it is given in the Bible only. Jeremiah 7 chapter verse 30 and 31, brother. Peter, brother, can you read Jeremiah 7, chapter 30 and 31?
Okay. 7:30. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, say the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by the name to pollute it.
See, the people of Israel have sinned against God, it seems. Whatever the sin, continue now.
And they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of the Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I did not command, nor did it come into my heart.
See, brother, what we read in the dictionary is given in the Bible exactly. The place of Tophet, the valley of son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and daughters in fire, which I commanded not. God never commanded this one. You underline this word, it says, neither came it into my heart. When the wicked people were sacrificing the wicked children, that thought itself did not come into God's mind, it seems. If that thought has never entered his mind while wicked doing for the wicked, do you think that God would have created a hell next to heaven to torment all the wicked of this world? And why would God love so much the world that he would give his son? No, this is a doctrine which is not there in the Bible at all. Hell in the Bible is grave. See, this is the valley of Hinnom, where the refuse of city was thrown. Read one more verse, Jeremiah 19, brother. 5 and 6, brother.
19, okay. Because they have forsaken me and made this an unlined place, because they have burned incense in it to other gods whom neither they, their fathers nor the king of Judah have known, and have filled this place with the blood of the innocent.
Which was your head? Jeremiah 19, 5 and 6. Did you read 5 and 6?
And they also build the high places of Baal to burn their sons with fire for burnt offerings to Baal, which I did not command or speak, nor did it come into my mind. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that this place no more the valley of Hinnom, but the valley of Pleasure.
You see, what does he say? Huh? They were burning their sons and daughters in this valley of Hinnom. God says, this shall no more be called the valley of Hinnom, but the valley of Tophet. You see, and later on, when the Israel people turned to God, this was as a refuse of city. It was like a garbage bin where you throw all the garbage of the city was thrown in this place. This is the valley of Hinnom. Actually, this Gehenna is referred to. See, you also probably might be having such a place outside your city where all the garbage is thrown. So if you go there, what we can find? You see, lot of stink will be there. And if you go inside that garbage, what you can find? You can find some place, fire will be there. If you lift up the garbage underneath, what you can find? Worms. Correct, no? You wherever you go, you will find worms. You will find fire. You see? Correct, no? So if you throw something there, what will happen? That fire will consume that thing. Or else the worms will eat that thing completely. You see? The refuse you throw there, it will be destroyed either by fire, either by worms. You see, this is what actually the Bible says. Read Isaiah 66:24, brother. Isaiah 66:24, brother.
And they shall go forth and to upon the corpses of the men who have transgressed against me. For their womb does not die, and their fire is not quenched. They shall be an abhorrence to all flesh.
See, they shall go and see the carcass of this man who thrown in this Gehenna. The worm shall not die. That means what? Till today, even till today, as Isaiah told, the worms are alive. The worm will be alive until it consumes the body. The fire shall not be quenched. That means what? Fire is still burning today. Wa. And today the Gehenna itself is not there. Garbage is not there. You see? This is a figurative language where it says, once you throw the dead body in that garbage, it will be totally consumed either by worms or by fire. This is the background of Gehenna. Okay. Now let us come to the New Testament term. Because this word comes only in the New Testament. And how many times it comes? If you see, it comes only 12 times. And observe, it comes everywhere in the gospel. You see? Why? This word, Gehenna, doesn't come anywhere else in the in New Testament. It comes only once in the book of James. Or else it comes completely in the gospel. And wherever it comes, the word hell, fire is accompanied. That means along with hell, fire, the word is also accompanied. You see? Now let us read all these 12 verses. So for more convenient, Matthew, Mark, Luke, we all know it's a gospel, so everything is repeated. So we'll consider only one book. Because most of the verses is given in Mark, we'll consider book of Mark. Okay? Now, let us see what the book of Mark tells about this word Gehenna. Okay, brother? The word hellfire. Mark 9 chapter 43 to 48, brother. Read, brother, in English.
Okay, 43 to 48. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed rather than having two hands to go to hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame rather than having two feet to be cast into hell. But the fire that shall never be quenched, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. And if your eyes causes you to sin, block it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire.
Wow.
Where their home does not die and the fire is not quenched.
Very good. See, rather than go to hellfire. So all this hellfire, the word that comes here, it is from the root word Gehenna. Okay, brother? Now, kindly read the same verse in your Nepali Bible, brother. 43, 44. You read only two verses.
Iti timro da hatle timilai bada dincha bhane teslai kati deu dui hat bhayera narakko nanibne agoma janu bhanda dundo bhayera jivanma basnu timro nimti asal ho. Narakma na ta kiraharu mardachan na ago nai nibdacha ani timro khuttale timilai bada dincha bhane त्यसलाई काटिदियो दुई खुट्टा भएर नरकमा फालिनु भन्दा त खोर्ण्डो भएर जीवन बस्नु तिम्रो निम्ति असल हो नरकमा न किराहरू मर्दछन् न आगो नै निभ्दछ यदि तिम्रो आँखाले तिमीलाई बाधा दिन्छ भने त्यसलाई झिकेर फालिदियो दुई आँखा भएर नरकमा फालिनु भन्दा त एक आँखा भएर परमेश्वरको राज्यमा बस्नु तिम्रो निम्ति असल हो नरक त
Okay, good. Now, see, these are all from the root word Greek 1067, Gehenna. Now, read what is given in the definition, brother, here in the screen. We read now. Ashish, brother, you can read it again. Gehenna, what does it mean? You see, it says now here, of the Hebrew origin, valley of son of Hinnom. You see, the valley of Jerusalem. Used as a name or a place of state for everlasting punishment, hell. So Jesus was referring to this Gehenna only. What is Jesus saying here? You see, he says, if your hand offend you, better cut off one of your hand. You see, you'll better lose one of your hand than going to hellfire with both the hands. Correct, huh? So, if our hand sins, what we should do, brother? We should cut off our hand. You see? That's what Jesus says. If your hand sins, cut off your hand. rather than going with two hands into hellfire. Okay. Now, did none of the apostles sin? Yes, they all sinned. You see? Then did they cut off their hands? Like, for example, you see, when Jesus was arrested, Peter immediately took the sword and chopped off the ears of Malchus, the soldier. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, Peter, put thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my father has given me, shall I not drink it? Correct, no? He said that one. But Jesus actually should have said, Peter, you're doing wrong. You sinned with your hand. Please take the sword and cut off your other hand. Did he tell that one? Did he tell that one, brother?
No.
No. That means what Jesus was saying here is not a literal statement at all. Imagine if we cut off one of our hand, will other hand keep quiet? No, it will sin. Then if you cut that one also, Then next what Jesus says, if thy foot sin, cut off your foot rather than go with the 2 foot to hellfire. Okay, imagine we have cut off 2 hands, one of the leg is cut. Now will the other leg keep quiet? It will sin. If you cut off that leg also, you see? Correct. No. Verse 47. Jesus says, if your eye sins, pluck out your eyes. Okay, we'll pluck out our eyes, one eyes. If our one eyes is gone, will the other eyes keep quiet? No. That might also sin. Then if you keep on plucking everything, what is left over that we can serve the Lord? You see, nothing is there in the body at all. So what can we serve the Lord? This is not a literal statement. This itself proves that it is not a literal statement. And what is the meaning of hands? Hands means our friends, our relatives, our associates. You see, a very close person to us. It might be even our pastor also. It might be anybody. You see, even our father, mother also. If they are diverting us away from the truth, away from the Bible, is better to cut them off than to have them in fellowship and to move away from God. That is what Jesus is saying. Then leg means what? The places we visit. You see, spending time in club, disco, marriage, functions. You see, birthday party, malls, shopping. Simply living a lavish lifestyle. If it is disturbing you, if it's moving away from God, better cut it off than to have all these things and be punished of God. Eyes means what? The things which we see. Movies, cinema, theater, magazine, serial, Facebook, YouTube. If it's all these things are diverting you from God, better cut off all these things. That is what Jesus is saying. Than going to hellfire. You see, Jesus was actually here referring to Gehenna. Gehenna means what? We just now saw, whenever a dead body was put there, it was completely destroyed. You see, either the worms would destroy it or the fire. The same way Jesus is saying, if you repent, good. If you don't repent, what will happen? You will be, you see, going to Gehenna. That means eternal destruction until you're consumed, until you're totally destroyed. You see, you won't be left at all. So what will destroy? You see, Jesus said, the worms die not, and the fire quench not. Now, what is the meaning of worms die not, and you see, fire quench not? This is not literal fire. It will be burning forever and ever, eternity to eternity. No, that fire will be there. Only in the items are there for it to consume. Like for example, imagine this building is burning. Nobody can quench it. It's so tall. Do you think that the building will be keeping on burning for 1,000 years? 5,000, 10,000 years? No. Till when it will burn? Until there is something to consume, it will burn. Or else it will get destroyed. Automatically it will get off. Similarly, the worms, until something is there for it to eat, it will live. Or else even the worms also will die. That is what Jesus was saying. If you don't repent, you will be totally destroyed. So this was speaking about eternal destruction. That is called a second death in the Bible. Therefore, we see now in Revelation, he says, death and hell was cast into lake of fire. Lake of fire means what? The second death. So, what is the second death? We will read about this one in the coming days. Okay. Now, this is the word Gehenna. The other word and last word is the Greek word Tartaro. This comes only once in the Bible. Okay. And that is not referring to human beings at all. This is referring to the angels. Now, where is it given? 2 Peter 2:4, brother. Read, brother. 2 Peter 2:4.
2:4. Okay. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment.
See, when God spared not the angels, speaking about the angels, but they were cast down to hell. You see, this word is from Greek word 5020, that is Tartaro. It comes only once in the Bible, it's speaking about the angels. So, where are the angels? You see, we have studied about this one in the three world class. In the first world, angels were given the permission to manifest from spiritual body to, you see, fleshly body, and to demanifest and again return to the spiritual body. But during those times, what happened? When they came in the flesh, they sinned by marrying with women. This was against the will of God. So God destroyed them in the flood. The first world was totally destroyed. All the giants were destroyed. But what happened to those fallen angels, if you see? They had the power to change from spiritual body to human body. Once the flood came, they were all in the human body. They changed to spiritual body. So now, where are they? They are bound in earth atmosphere. They are bound in earth's atmosphere. Read Ephesians 2, 2, brother. Ephesians 2, 2.
Okay. In which you once walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
You see, the prince of the power of the air. So Satan is ruling from the earth atmosphere. That is compared to hell, because he is neither allowed to go to heaven nor come to earth, as he was in the first world. So he's bound there. Therefore, this is the meaning of the word hell in various ways it has been used. The Bible clearly says the wicked shall be destroyed, not that wicked shall be preserved. When they offered the children to the god Molech, that one only God did not like it. He said, that never came into my heart. Jeremiah 7, 30 and 31 we read. So, if they offering their children as a human sacrifice, burn it, God did not like, means, do you think God would make a hell next to heaven and torment everybody to for eternity? No, the Bible doesn't say so at all, dear brethren. The Bible says the wicked shall be destroyed. Read Psalms 145, 20, brother. Psalms 145, 20.
Okay. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy.
All the wicked he will destroy. All the wicked he will destroy, not preserve. No. All the wicked he will not punish. No, he will destroy. Destroy means destroy. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, not kept somewhere. No. Read Psalms 37, 9 and 10, brother.
37, okay. For evil doers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more.
See, the evildoers shall be cut off, not that they'll be tormented in hellfire. You see? No. See, they'll be cut off. Little while, the wicked shall be no more. Though you consider search them, you can't find it. That's what the Bible says to you. Therefore, hell with hell. Hell means what? The Bible, it's a condition of the death. That is the grave. That's what the original meaning of hell in the Bible. Because Jesus clearly said, all that are in the graves. So all has to come back in the resurrection. Not that they will come back from the hell and be resurrected on this earth. We have studied systematically from beginning till now that there is going to be a resurrection for all the dead. So where are the dead? They're neither in hell or in heaven. They are all sleeping in the grave. But all come back when the Lord's second coming happens. And he shall come with a trumpet sound. Everybody shall hear the sound and everybody wake up from the grave and listen to God's words. Okay? Thank you. May Lord bless these words. So I'll be sending the YouTube link and the notes. Please go through it. Any doubts, any questions you have, you can ask.